Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日聚会，我们一起唱诗343首。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath morning service. Please sing hymn 343.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢天上的真神，我们存着一个欢喜敬畏的心，我们一起同守安息圣日。
And thank God that we have a joyful and reverent heart that we are gathered here to observe the Sabbath.
我们也感谢天父真神在我们的生活当中给我们的看顾跟带领。
We thank God that for His constant abiding and care for us every day.
我们也存着一个感谢的心来领受在圣安息日他所要给我们的特别的祝福。
And we thank God for all the special blessings that He has given us on this holy Sabbath.
我们也恳求他将平安喜乐充满在我们每一天的生活里头。
We ask God to continually grant peace and joy among all our lives.
我们在正道之前，我们一起同心跪下，感谢祷告。
Before our message today, let us all kneel down and pray together in thanksgiving.
神就是爱。
And God is love.
所以神很伟大，所以神很重要。
So God is also great, and He is also very important.
如果我们觉得我们需要爱，那我们一定需要神。
And if we feel that we need love, then we are also saying we need God.
神也借着主耶稣基督把他的爱来彰显出来。
And God through Lord Jesus Christ has displayed the great act of love.
今天我们是主耶稣的门徒。
Today we are the disciples of Jesus.
所以我们效也要效法主耶稣的爱。
So we also have to imitate Lord Jesus' love.
主耶稣的爱很伟大，很重要。
Lord Jesus' love is great and is also very important.
有一项很重要的事情就是主耶稣的爱是温暖的。
And one important aspect of Lord Jesus' love is that it is warm.
我们请看约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章二十三节。
John chapter 12 verse 23.
二十三节，耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。”
Chapter 12, John chapter 12, verse 23. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified."
二十四节，我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
24. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
二十四节，主耶稣在预告他将要受死。
And here, Lord, verse 24, Lord Jesus is prophesying his eventual death.
二十三节，主耶稣在讲到他的荣耀。
23, verse 23 is talking about his glorification.
所以我们常常说，没有十字架就没有荣耀。
And we often say that without the cross, there is no glory.
没有牺牲就没有荣耀。
Without sacrifice, there is no glory.
我们常常说主耶稣在十字架上的牺牲，这就是最大的爱。
We often say that the sacrifice Lord Jesus performed on the cross is the greatest love.
尤其主耶稣他是为罪人而来死在十字架上。
Especially since he has died for sinners.
是的，十字架的爱是很伟大的爱。
And indeed, the love of the cross is a great love.
我们也看一下约翰福音十三章第一节。
Let's also skip to John chapter 13, verse 1.
第一节，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Chapter 13, verse 1. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world.He loved them to the end.
在这里，主耶稣知道他受死的日子越来越接近，受死的时刻越来越接近了。
Here, Lord Jesus knew that the time of his death is coming closer and closer.
在这里，再次的提到主耶稣的爱。
And again, the Bible speaks about Lord Jesus' love.
我们也知道，在这里，主耶稣为门徒洗脚。
And we know that this passage is talking about the where Lord Jesus washed the disciples' feet.
跟钉十字架来比较，这是一件算是 比较小的事情。
If you compare this, the washing of feet to the cross, this can be considered smaller.
啊，但是为耶稣为门徒洗脚，我们可以也可以去感受到那个所谓的温馨温暖。
But through the action of foot washing, we can also feel the warmth and the care of Jesus.
很多的小孩应该都接受过父母亲为他洗脚。
And a lot of children probably experienced their parents washing their feet.
父母亲为儿女不只是为他们洗脚，为他们做了许许多多的事情。
And it's not just washing the feet, but the parents do everything for or many things for their children.
啊，比较起来，为孩子洗脚，这可能是很小的一件事情。
And say that to washing the just to wash their feet is something small compared to everything else.
啊，但是这个动作里头，如果我们还有记忆的话，那应该是很温馨的。
And but this action of washing the feet, if we still remember, this is very warm and loving.
为什么说主耶稣的爱是那么的完全？
Why do we say that Lord Jesus' love is so perfect?
因为在主耶稣的爱里头，能够有温暖。
Because we can find warmth in His love.
今天在我们的生活当中，常常也不是说我们真的缺少了爱。
And in our lives, it's not to say that we lack love.
或者说没有爱。
Or to say that we do not have any love at all.
但是有时候我们会还是觉得说好像还有什么不够。
But we also feel that there is something that is not enough.
啊，就是感受不到那个温馨温暖。
And oftentimes it is the lack of the feeling of that warmth.
有时候我们所要的也不是那个很大的事情。
And the things that we need are not something that's very grand or great.
啊，我们所要的就是那一个温暖。
But often what we need is that warmth.
我们请看路加福音十五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章二十节。
Luke chapter 15 verse 20.
二十节，于是父亲起来，啊，于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见了。就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
Verse 20, and he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him.
父亲接纳这位浪子，这是很大的爱。
And for this father to accept a prodigal son is also a great love.
啊，我们也知道主耶稣在讲这个比喻啊，这个父亲是指着。
And when Lord Jesus is speaking this parable, the father in this parable is God.
啊，这个浪子可以代表着我们许许多多的人。
And the prodigal son can be the many of us.
是的，这个父亲有接纳这个浪子的这个大爱。
And then the we can see how the father had the love and acceptance for his son.
哦，但是。更重要的是，在这里头，这个孩子可以感受到温暖。
But what is more important is that the son can feel the warmth from his father.
这个孩子要回家，他是下了很大的决心。
And for the son to decide to go back, he had to make a great determination.
他心中存着这个很大的不确定啊，所以不是很平安的。
And when he made the decision, there was still a great uncertainty in his heart.
因为他把父亲给他的财物全部花掉了。
Because he wasted away the inheritance that his father gave him.
啊，而且他非常的失败。
And he also had many failures.
他不晓得父亲会不会接纳他。
He didn't know whether the father would accept him or not.
哦，但是他已经走。似乎没有路可以走了。
But he has reached the end of the line. There's no other path for him to go.
在他这时候的人生，这是最后的一条路。
And at his point of life, this is his only way forward.
但是他很不确定，父亲是不是会原谅他、接纳他。
But he also had much doubt whether his father would accept him and allow him to return.
哦，但是都还没有讲什么话，这个父亲。用跑的去迎接这个孩子。
But before any words were spoken, the father saw him and ran to his son.
没有讲什么话，他先抱着这个，啊，这个可能身上充满着臭味的孩子。
And without any words, he ran and hugged his son, who probably also has not bathed.
哦，是这个儿子他先开口讲话。
And it's the son that spoke first.
哦，因为他很不确定父亲还要不要他。
Because of his doubts whether his father would still want him or not.
哦，如果没有父亲的这个举动，可能他讲不出话来。
And if it were not for the actions of the father, the son may not have been able to speak these words.
哦，因为父亲拥抱他。他感受到温暖。
But because his father hugged him, he felt the warmth.
哦，虽然很简单的话，但是在这种情况，他不一定讲得出口。
That even though these are simple words for the son to say, but under the circumstances, it was very difficult to say it.
他已经想了很久，我要怎么讲。
And he probably thought for a long time what he should say.
有些时候，有些话，我们也是想了很久。
And there are many words in where we also put a lot of thought into what we should say.
但是在要讲的时候，我们讲不出来。
But at the time when we actually have to say the words, we're often speechless.
啊，是的，这个孩子，也就是这个人，也是在这样的一个情况之下。
And this is a similar situation of the son.
但是他马上感受到的是父亲的温暖。
But because he immediately felt the warmth from the father.
哦，所以他说出来了，说父亲，我得罪了天，我得罪了你。
Therefore he said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
哦，我实在不配再做你的儿子。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
哦，他本来接下来说把我当一个仆人。
And he thought that he was willing to be a slave in his father's house.
哦，因为他自己都认为自己不配再是孩子。
Because he knew he was unworthy to be the son.
哦，但是爸爸没有等他把这个把我当做一个仆人这句话讲出来。
But the father didn't even let him say that he would be a slave.
哦，爸爸就抢着说，混入仆人，为我的孩子准备一切。
And he immediately said to his slaves, quickly bring out everything for his son.
哦，所以这个就是温暖。
And this is what it means to be warm.
父亲知道孩子是存着很不确定、很惶恐的心回来的。
That the father knew that the son came back with a lot of doubt in his heart.
啊，有一个故事，我希望它不是真的。
And there is a story. I hope it is not true.
啊，有一个从战争的战场上回来的一个士兵。
There was a soldier who returned from a battle.
他在机场。打电话给他的家人。
And there was at the airport, he made a call to his family.
他跟爸爸妈妈讲说，我已经回来了。
He told his father and mother that he has returned.
啊，那也就是说，在危险当中，他没有死亡，他是平安的回来。
That in the dangerous battle, he did not lose his life, but he was able to return.
这孩子说，啊，我正在要回家的路上。
And he told his parents that I am on the way home.
我很快的，再过几天我就能够到家了。
And he said after a couple of days he'll arrive at home.
啊，这做母亲的当然很感谢，非常的高兴，非常的欢迎孩子回来。
And the parents they are so happy to hear that he's coming home, and they welcomed him.
啊，这孩子又讲说啊，但是我想要有一个请求。
And the son said that, but I also have a request.
啊，因为我有一个同伴，他跟着我，我会带他回家。
And he said that he has a fellow soldier. He wants to also bring the fellow soldier home with him.
啊，我这个同伴因为在战争当中他受了重伤。
And this fellow soldier was wounded very greatly during the battle.
他现在少了一只手。一只手臂，一条腿。
And he lost an arm and a leg.
啊，电话筒那边，他的爸爸妈妈就犹疑着。
And on the other side, the parents were a little worried.
没有马上回答说，也欢迎你的朋友。
And they didn't immediately say, oh, of course your friend is welcome as well.
啊，但是就对孩子说，这样我们生活会很不方便。
But rather the parents said.This might be an inconvenience to us.
哦，我们应该帮助他，把他安排到那些可以接纳他的一些机构去。
But they said that, oh, perhaps that he'd be better off going to somewhere that specializes in his care.
啊，这个孩子就说，哦，那我懂了，就挂断了电话。
And then the son said, I understand, and hung up the phone.
啊，过了没几天， 人家通知这个父母亲去认一个尸体。
And a couple of days later, someone called the parents and asked them if they can identify a body.
啊，结果发现说是的，这个是他们的孩子。
A dead body, and then they found out that this dead body is their son.
那这个尸体没有一只手臂，没有一条腿。
And this dead body was also lacking an arm and a leg.
啊，希望这个故事不是真的。
And I hope that this story is not true.
是的，我们都有很大的爱。
And indeed, we have great love.
但是有时候缺少了那一点点的所谓的温暖。
But sometimes we are lacking that warmth.
所以我们啊，当然不是像主耶稣那样的伟大。
And of course, we are not like Lord Jesus and have that great love that Jesus had.
但是如果我们学会了温暖，那么我们也会是很伟大的。
But if we can learn about that warmth of Jesus, then we can also be great.
主耶稣如何来表达出所谓的温暖？
And how did Jesus show this warmth?
我们请看约翰福音二十一章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章第三节。
John chapter 21 verse 3。
第三节，西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”他们说：“我们也和你同去。”他们就出去了，上了船。那一夜并没有打着什么。
Verse 3. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We'll go with you." They went out and got on into a boat, but at night they caught nothing.
第四节，天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。
Verse 4. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus.
第五节，耶稣对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们回答说：“没有。”
Verse 5. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have no fish, have you?" They answered, "No."
第九节，他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼。
Skip to verse 9. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread.
主耶稣的温暖就是表达在他对生活的这种小事情细节，他都很用心。
And we see the warmth of Jesus through his meticulousness of everyday needs in everyday life.
如果我们是主耶稣，我们会在这个场合来向门徒显现吗？
If we were Lord Jesus, would we appear to the disciples in this time and place?
那如果是我们对门徒的问话，第一句话我们会问他们什么？
And if we were in this time and place, what would we say first to the disciples?
如果是我的话，我可能说你们在这里干什么？
If it was myself, I'd probably ask them, "What are you doing here?"
但是主耶稣是问他们说：“你们有吃的没有？”
Rather, the first question he asked him was, "Do you have anything to eat?"
其实那时候的门徒啊，他们实在是是很无助的。
And here at this time, the disciples they could not do much.
主耶稣已经不在了。
Because Lord Jesus is no longer there.
他们看着主耶稣被钉十字架。
They saw and Lord Jesus be crucified.
他们不晓得再来要怎么走。
And they did not know what to do in for the future.
日子总是还要过。
And they still had to live their lives.
所以彼得说：“我捕鱼去。”
So Peter said, "I'm going to go back fishing."
但是又很无助的，他们已经忙了一整晚，但是都没有收获。
And but we find that even though they worked the whole night, they caught nothing.
在这样的时刻里头，有必要去追究一些很重要的事情吗？
And at this time, is this the time to pursue after the things that you feel may be the most important?
他们已经跟主耶稣三年多的时间。
They have spent 3 years with Lord Jesus.
他们难道不知道什么事情是最重要的？
Now, of course, they know what is most important.
主耶稣曾经差派他们出去传讲天国的福音。
And Lord Jesus, before even sent them out to preach the gospel.
那他们现在是在做什么？
But what are they doing now?
但是主耶稣没有去追究说你们现在在做什么。
But Lord Jesus did not pursue and questioning them what to say, what exactly are they doing?
主耶稣看到的是他们 很努力地忙了一个晚上。
But what Lord Jesus saw is that they worked very hard throughout the night.
但是又没有收获。
But they had nothing in return.
所以主耶稣先指示他们怎样才能够有收获。
So Lord Jesus was showing them how to get something.
当有了收获，也会忘记了肚子饿。
Now, once they get something, they will forget that they are hungry.
但是主耶稣还是已经把食物准备好了。
But Lord Jesus, we see later on that He has already prepared the food.
饿肚子对身体的健康是不好的。
And it is not healthy to be hungry.
所以什么是温暖？
So what is warmth?
就是对生活的细节，我们也很用心。
That is, we pay a special concern to daily needs.
但是这个不是表示说是一种纵容、一种放纵。
But doesn't mean that we indulge in purely in these needs.
而是很用心的、真正的去了解。
But it is to be determined to understand.
好，我们请看《列王记下》第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 4. Second Kings chapter 4.
《列王记下》第四章27节。
2 Kings chapter 4 verse 27.
27节，妇人上了山，到神人那里，就抱住神人的脚。 基亚西前来要推开他，神人说：“由他吧，因为他心里愁苦，主向我隐瞒，没有指示我。”Verse
27, when she came to the man of God at the mountain, she caught hold of his feet. Gehazi approached to push her away, but the man of God said, "Let her alone, for she is in bitter distress. The Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me."
这个苏念的妇女，她这个举动在当时来讲，这是很。 很不适合的。
And the Shunammite woman, what she did here during the time may seem inappropriate.
她抱住先知的脚。
That she was hugging onto the feet of the prophet.
所以先知的仆人知道说这个很不适合，所以要去把她推开。
So Gehazi thought this was inappropriate and wanted to push her away.
但是先知说容她吧。
But the prophet said, let her alone.
她是心里有愁苦，才会有这样的一个举动。
That it is only because she is in bitter distress, therefore she is acting this way.
她现在一定是很无助。
That she must feel helpless at this time.
她正在寻求帮助。
And she is looking for help.
那这个先知也坦白地说，但是我还不晓得她需要。 他心中的愁苦是什么？
And the prophet also said that at this time he did not know what was going on with her.
先有这样的一个温暖的领受。
And because of this, the warmth.
所以接下来这位妇女就能够把她所遭遇的事情很简单、很清楚地来讲出来。
Because there is this warmth acceptance, therefore the woman was able to share what she needed.
我们人常常会像基亚西一样。Sometimes
we might be like Gehazi.
做的事情是对的。That
even though it might seem like we're doing the right thing.
因为这样的一个举止是不合适的。Because
it was inappropriate for this woman to be hugging the feet.
但是呢，他并不是很用心的去了解。But
he did not use He did not have full consideration of what the woman was going through.
所以很多时候人的差别也就在这里。
And this is often the differences between a person from a person to a person.
我们再请看《列王记下》第五章。
And let's also look at 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下第五章十五节。
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 15.
十五节，乃曼带着一切跟随的人回到神的那里，站在他面前说。 如今我知道，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。现在求你收点仆人的礼物。Verse
15. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and he came and stood before him and said, "Now I know there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Please accept a present from your servant."
在这整个过程里头，乃曼有两个收获。
And here in this in this passage, Naaman had received two things.
第一个, 他的麻风便得到了医治。
The first is he received healing from his leprosy.
第二个, 他认识的这位独一的真神。
And second, he began to know the true God.
哦, 所以他充满着感谢, 要来送礼物给先知。
So with thanksgiving, he wanted to give the prophet presents.
啊, 但是 伊丽莎先知坚持不肯接受。
But Elisha, the prophet, said he will not accept them.
那当然，乃曼他必须要回到他的国家去。
Of course, Naaman wanted to go back to had to go back to his home nation.
哦，那这一个人他真的是领受了神的恩典。
And this person truly received the grace from God.
这一个人真的认识了真神。
And this person truly knew the true God.
这个人也很真心的要敬畏神。
And this person wanted to show his respect to God.
所以当他要走的时候, 他想到一件很重要的事情。
So when he was leaving, he thought of something very important.
18节。
Let's look at verse 18.
乃曼说, 我有一件事, 愿主饶恕你仆人。 我主人进临门庙叩拜的时候, 我用手缠他在临门庙, 我也欺身, 我在你们庙栖身这事, 愿主饶恕我。
Verse 18, May the Lord pardon your servant on this one count. When my master goes into the house of Rimmon to worship there, leaning on my arm, I bow down in the house of Rimmon, and I do bow down in the house of Rimmon. May the Lord pardon your servant on this one count.
哦, 这是乃曼想到的一件, 他的困难, 但是他觉得很重要。
And Naaman thought of this difficulty, but he thought it was he thought it was very important.
哦，因为他真的是认识了神，他真的是啊真心敬畏神。Because
what he learned from God and how he wanted to fear God.
我们看以利沙先知怎么回答。
Let's see what Elisha said as a response.
19节,
Verse 19.
以利沙对他说, 你可以平平安安地回去, 乃曼就离开他去了。 走了不远。
And verse 19, he said to him, Go in peace, but when Naaman had gone from him a short distance.
在这样的时候, 不需要讲什么大道理。
And then at this time, Elisha did not have to preach about the complete truth.
这个人他真的认识神。
Because this person knew the true God.
这个人真的是真心的在敬，有那个敬畏神的心。
This person had a heart to fear God.
所以以利沙也没有为难他。
So Elisha did not hold him back.
很温暖地跟他讲，这样就对了，你平平安安地回去。
Rather, he just said, "Go in peace. This is correct."
以利沙可以对他有一些的要求的。
Of course, Elisha at this time could have put some more requirements on him.
哦, 这样才是真正的敬畏神。
He could have said, oh, this is how you truly worship God. 哦,
但是问题是, 乃曼, 他根本做不到。
But the problem is that Naaman couldn't even do it.
在那样的社会里头, 他也不可能说, 那我将军就不做了。
And then in this society, he couldn't just say, oh, then he'll just stop being a general.
伊丽莎要对他做要求是很容易的，说出口就他就必须要遵守。
It would probably be very easy for Elisha to just say a list of instructions that Naaman had to do, and Naaman would probably do it.
但是伊丽莎他是很用心的来了解。But
Elisha was very considerate and had to fully understand.
什么叫做温暖？
So what does it mean to be warm?
温暖就是没有温。 昏等这个高低的。
To be warm means that we do not try to differentiate who is higher and lower.
有时候我们爱的表达是会有选择的。
And oftentimes we choose who we want to love.
那在这个选择里头就缺少了温暖。
While we choose, we often lose the warmth.
其实常常人需要的不是很大的事情。
And sometimes people do not need some great thing, and this is warmth.
请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章第十节。
John, chapter 8, verse 10.
第十节，耶稣就直起腰来，对他说：“妇人，那些人在哪里？没有人定你的罪吗？”
chapter 8, verse 10, Jesus straightened up and said to her, Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?
11节他说主啊没有 耶稣说我也不定你的罪去吧 从此不要再犯罪了
Verse 11 she said no one sir and Jesus said neither do I condemn you go your way and from now on do not sin again
我们都知道主耶稣的爱是不分等级高低的
So we see that Lord Jesus' love does not differentiate a higher or lower position
在那个时代 妇女本来就是比较没有地位
And during this time, women their status is not as high.
那更何况是一个犯罪的女人
And especially a woman who has sinned.
所以她是弱势当中的弱势
So we see that she is at a very low point.
是 minority 当中的 minority 那但是呢 这是主耶稣这样来对待他
And she is a minority among minorities And we see this is how Lord Jesus responded to her
如果今天谁容易被践踏被欺负
So today who are those who are the most despised
就是弱势中的弱势
It is often the minority among minorities
尤其是在一个竞争的社会里头
Especially in a progressive society
弱势就是被踩在底下
Often those who are the minority are often stepped over
那所以所谓的弱势的人 他更对所谓的温软更敏感
And for those who are minorities They are especially sensitive toward the warmth
主耶稣的爱不但可以给很好的人 也可以给所谓很卑贱的人
So the love of Jesus is not only given to those who are great but also especially to those who are weak
主耶稣对每一个人所做的事情几乎是差不多的是一样的
And the things that Lord Jesus does for everyone are more or less the same
对有些人来讲可能是没有什么
But for some, they might feel that, oh, this is nothing.
但是对一个弱势的人来讲, 他不但觉得爱, 他更觉得温暖。
But for someone who does not have much, the same action, they might feel that, oh, this is a, they don't, they feel that this is not just warmth, but this is more.
我们再请看马太福音15章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音15章32节
Matthew chapter 15 verse
32 32节 耶稣叫门徒来说我怜悯这众人因为他们同我在这里已经三天也没有吃的了我不愿意叫他们饿着回去恐怕在路上困乏
Verse 32 Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said I have compassion for the crowd because they have been with me Now for 3 days and have nothing to eat, I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint on the way.
主耶稣在跟他们传讲天国的福音。
And here Lord Jesus was preaching about the gospel of heaven.
主耶稣在提供给他们属灵的粮食。
And he was talking about spiritual food.
这好像是一个特别的忌讳。
And it seems to be a special congregation.
这是一个很属灵的一个
And it seems to be a very spiritual event.
但是在这里呢，主耶稣他也考虑到说，他们在这里已经三天了，没有吃太多的东西。
And here, Lord Jesus still considered that it's been 3 days and they had not much to eat.
他们所带来的食物看起来已经吃完了，大部分都吃完了。
And any food that they brought, it seems like most of them have already finished it all.
我们也要结束了这次的聚集。And
now it's time where this gathering is about to conclude.
他们都要往回家的路上去。And
they're all going to go home.
很多人所带出来的食物都已经吃完了。And
all the food that they brought has already been eaten.
有一些人回家的路途可能 有一段的距离
And there might be some distance between where they are and their home
所以主耶稣希望在他们离开之前能够先把肚子填饱
So Lord Jesus was hoping that before they leave they would be filled with food
是物质重要还是属灵重要？
So what is more important, the physical things or the spiritual things?
在正常的情况来讲，当然是属灵的层面比较重要。
Of course, under normal circumstances, the spiritual matters are more important.
这正是一个属灵的聚集。
And this is a spiritual gathering.
物质应该是很微小的事情，不重要的事情。
It's easy to say that, to say that the physical things are not important.
好，但是如果这个时候少了物质的这一个部分。
But if they lack this physical thing,
其实他们已经领受了主耶稣那么大的爱。
We say that, but they have already received such great spiritual blessings from Jesus.
啊，因为主耶稣已经啊给他们讲了那么多天国的福音。
And they have heard so much of the gospel of heaven.
他们心里是很满足的。
They are very filled and content.
啊，但是肚子是饿的。
But they are hungry.
所以主耶稣先让他们吃饱。
So here, Lord Jesus wanted them to be filled first.
这个叫做温暖。
This is what it means to be warm.
好，这是一个很特别的啊，也很需要的感觉。
This is a very special and a necessary feeling.
主耶稣如果就让他们回。就说我们散会了，大家走吧。
The Lord Jesus just said, "Oh, it's time to go home. Everyone, go home."
哦，大家应该没有人会抱怨主耶稣。
There will probably be no one that would complain to Lord Jesus.
啊，因为主耶稣没有那个责任提供给他们食物。
Because Lord Jesus did not have the responsibility to feed them.
啊，但是主耶稣却做了。
But yet Lord Jesus did it anyways. 啊，
什么叫做温暖？
What does it mean to be warm?
啊，就是。被重视
it is to pay a special attention to
啊啊人我们很容易去忽略别人
it's easy for us to sometimes neglect people
啊那别人也可能很容易忽略我们
same way the other people might neglect us
哦、啊、这就是为什么我们需要来学习主耶稣
this is why we have to learn from Lord Jesus
啊我们人是会很怜悯啊所谓的弱者
and we may have show mercy to those who are weak
啊，但是我们不一定愿意为他们来采取行动或者为他们努力
but sometimes we might not take the next step which is to truly to actively help them
哦，是的，我很可怜你
and we say that oh yes I feel for you
啊，但是我不会在你身上花太多时间
but at the same time I'm not going to devote much of my time to help you
啊，是的，你很可怜
yes I feel sorry for you
但是对不起，我不会为了你而努力一些事情
but yet I'm not gonna use a lot of effort to help you
哦，啊，这样对方不会觉得他受到注意，受到重视。
So here, in this case, those who need help do not feel like they have that they have a lot of attention.
我们请看路加福音十五章。
Let's turn to
路加福音十五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章第一节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 1.
第一节，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
Verse 1, now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him.
第二节，法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
Verse 2, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, this fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them.
啊，接下来主耶稣讲了三个比喻。
And afterwards, Lord Jesus spoke three parables.
啊，主耶稣为什么讲连续讲三个比喻
And why did Lord Jesus spend talk about these three parables consecutively?
啊，就是为第一节、第二节所提到的这些人。
It is he spoke them for the sake of the people in verses 1 and 2.
啊，特别他是为这些所谓的税吏跟罪人来讲话。
And especially he was speaking to the tax collectors and sinners.
啊，这些人在犹太社会里头。是被认为是罪人，所以是被轻视的。
And oftentimes these people are considered sinners in the Jewish society, so they are neglected.
好，所以一般人也不会去跟这些人打交道。
Most people would ignore these people.
就信仰的层面，也不会有人来为他们讲话。
And spiritually speak, or speaking of their faith, that no one would help these people.
哦，但是主耶稣却很用力的来为他们讲话。
But here we see how Lord Jesus stood up for them.
哦，因为主耶稣连续讲三个比喻，都是为这些人来讲话的。
And the three parables that follow this are specifically spoken for them.
哦，如果我们是当时这些税吏跟罪人。
And if we were a sinner or a tax collector, at this time.
哦，有哪一个场合有人这样为我们讲过话？
And we ask ourselves, there has not been any time where someone actually spoke up for us.
哦，今天现在这个主耶稣，他却这么用。这么努力的在为我们讲话。
But here, Lord Jesus was spending a lot of effort and time speaking for us.
哦，所以让人觉得温暖，啊，就是让人觉得他被重视。
So for someone to feel warm, oftentimes we need to show them a special care or attention.
哦，所以主耶稣说，把一杯凉水给小子里头的一个喝。
And that's why Lord Jesus said that for anyone who gives a drink to a small child.
是的，在现实里头他是卑微的。
That even though it seems like this child is not very important.
啊，但是我们简单的动作里头，让他感受到他有被重视。
But through this action, they can feel that there is someone who cares for them.
所以主耶稣。他也看到那个寡妇所奉献的两个小钱。
This is how Lord Jesus was able to see the widow who gave her two coins.
好，有谁会去在意寡妇奉献多少？
Who would pay attention to how much a widow that small amount of money that widow offered?
好，不用去看，不用想，就是一点点。
That we can ignore her is just so small.
哦，跟其他的比起来，这算不得什么。
Compared to everything else that people offer, this is nothing.
哦，有什么好去注意的？
Why do we pay special attention to this?
哦，但是主耶稣，他，哦，他重视，看重这寡妇的两个小钱。
But yet Jesus emphasized the two coins that the widow offered.
哦，他还要特别的告诉大家，在我来看。他奉献的最多。
And he said before everyone that to me this widow offered the most.
啊，最后我们请看约翰福音十一章。
And lastly, let's look at John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章三十五节。
John chapter 11 verse 35.
三十五节，耶稣哭了。三十六节，犹太人说：“你看他爱这人是何等恳切。”
Verse 35 and 36. 35, Jesus began to weep. 36, so the Jews said, "See how he loved them."
他是何等的爱拉撒路这一家人。
We see how much Jesus loved the Lazarus and the and his family.
啊，这个就是温暖。
This is warmth.
虽然耶稣只是跟大家一起哭了。
That even though here we just see Jesus was just weeping like everyone else.
啊，有些人是啊不容易掉眼泪的，也不可能掉眼泪的。
Some people is very hard. They just don't cry.
啊，但是有时候我们人不需要那么的好像那么的坚强。
But there are times where we do not have to act like we're always so strong.
只要是恳切的，很自然的，也是会掉眼泪的。
That even there is very natural for someone to weep.
啊，只要是那个爱是那么的恳切。
As long as that person has that love.
啊，不一定是做很伟大的事情。
They don't have to do something great.
事实上，在生活里头，我们也不一定真的需要那么大的爱。
And in our lives, it's not we do not need a great act of love.
我们所需要的是温暖。
But rather, we just need warmth.
同样，别人所需要的也是温暖。
And in the same way, that's what other people need as well.
主耶稣他最知道我们的人性。
And Lord Jesus knows best our human nature.
啊，所以他的爱啊是有温暖的。
And that's why his love has warmth.
我们一起唱诗。 345首。
Let us sing hymn 345. Be seated.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Now we're going to make a concluding prayer.
让我们大家一起再仔细的来体会主耶稣的爱。
And may all of us once again re-experience the love of Jesus.
我们就会明白爱是温暖。
And then we will find that the love from Jesus is warm.
很感谢神，我们都照着主耶稣的教训，在生活当中，我们很努力的来实行爱。
And thank God that under the Lord Jesus' teachings, we all display many acts of love in our life.
我们也求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们也能够带着温暖。
And we continue to ask God so that we can show the warmth as well.
让我们大家的生活更加的美。
So that our lives can be more and more beautiful.
彼此相爱，而且又感受到温暖。
That we can love one another and feel the warmth from one another.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
For those who wish to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.